In Parshas Beshalach, one of the main mahalchim of the Meraglim, according to many Mefarshim, is that they desire to live with a devekus, complete devekus to Hashem, without the hesach hadas of being involved in the physical world. And that was the nisayon with them, that they wanted a life similar to the way it was till now in the Midbar, where they're protected by the Anani HaKavod, where they're being sustained and fed by the man that came down from Shemayim, and to drink from the waters of the well of Miriam, and to be led, Klai Yisrael, to be led in this Midbar for a spiritual, continuous life, where all the physical necessities are given to us directly by the loving hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this thought of entering Eretz Yisrael and needing to deal with the physical earth and with the planting and with the harvesting and so on and so forth, and will impede and cause a diminishment of this spiritual life. And this is what they were afraid of. Many Mefarshim have that mahalach. And the key is, truth is the absolute desire to want that spiritual life is a healthy thing, because this is something that we yearn for. This is something that L'Asad Lavi hopefully will be zeicha to have, Be'ezras Hashem, where we have that type of a life. But the bottom line is, the Hashem wanted us to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that is the tachlis. The tachlis is to obey what Hashem wants and realize what truly is best for us physically and spiritually is what Hashem wants us to do. And that is the idea of taking the physicality and making it a kedusha, making it a dwelling place, making it a holy thing. And that is something that that we need to understand and know, that number one lesson is that the Ratzon Hashem of what He wants is what's the ikar, without any other cheshbonos. And even when we have a good cheshbon, and even if it comes from a good place, and you want to yearn for spirituality, to realize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it differently, and He wants you not to be sustained by the mun anymore, He wants you to plant, and He wants you to grow the seeds, and He wants you to keep the mitzvahs of the land, and He wants you to do whatever you need to do to eat from the fruits of the earth. During the 40 years, I had a cheshbon why there should be mun. But right now, I want you to actually live that physical life. Then that is the Ratzon Hashem, and that is what we need to do with a simcha and with a bittul to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that is one of the lessons from the story of the Meraglim. Another lesson we need to understand also is that the Dar of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they didn't learn fully from the Nisim that they saw with their own eyes all those days from the point that they went out of Mitzrayim all through the Midbar. Despite the freedom that was given to them, they were not yet zeicha to remove themselves from that feeling of avdus, or the feeling that we are under natural law. So, for example, they had emunah because they saw with their eyes how Hashem saved them and got them out of Mitzrayim, but they were still concerned of how they would be able to overcome those 31 melachim in Eretz Yisrael. And that lack of faith in that created this weakening. And the idea being is that by seeing these nisim, they should have recognized that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and did these unbelievable nisim for us day in and day out with the man, with the be'er, with Anani HaKavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could easily, without any issue, take, and He promised us, you will go into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavas Chalav Edvash, and you'll be able to conquer it, and not to fear, and not to worry, and we should have been mekabel that with an emuna pshuta, that yes, we could do that. And this is a lesson for us also, and it's not easy, everyone according to their madrega, to grow in emuna and betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything, and to have emuna pshuta in Hashem, and being saimech on Him, and being mevatel to His ratzain, and realize what He does is best for us, and to keep strong in Torah mitzvahs, ki heim chayenu, it's our life, and derachei adarchei noyam. And again, of course, it's kedai to look over in the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. Shmiras HaLashon talks a lot about the Meraglim, talks about in general about the Chet Lashon Hara overall. And it is something that Baruch Hashem, there's a greater awareness in our dar about it. But the idea being is that is a cause of the Sinas Chinam that the Chafetz Chaim brings it down all the way in the beginning of the Hagdam and the Psicha of the Chafetz Chaim, that it is the cause of our lengthy gullus. And the way and if we remove that Chet of Lashon Hara, then the Geula will come. Because that was the Shairish, the Sinas Chinam caused by the Lashon Hara. And it sort of goes as an effect. What came before, the chicken or the egg? Does the Lashon Hara create the Sinas Chinam, or the Sinas Chinam creates a Lashon Hara? But the bottom line is, it is that vicious cycle. And we need to learn how to combat that, how to look at people with an Ayin Toiva, and to be more positive, and to see Hakaras HaToiv, and to look at the Toiv in every Yid, and to work on not complaining or viewing the things in the negative light, but actually seeing everything in a positive light, and doing our best to do that, and being done l'kaf schus, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu help with that schus, will be able to, be'ezes Hashem, be zaycha, to see the Geula, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen.